Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have one brother.
One love.
One love. Taj Jackson with me. How you doing, Taj?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Can you get closer to the mic?
I can try.
Yeah, this is show number 152, I think, or one, and I'm still telling the co-host to get closer
this
to the mic.
This is not, first of all, this is not my spot, okay? Let's be honest. Out of how many shows, how many times have I been here? Three?
Is this
spot?
Like
yeah, in this spot.
Okay, but still, Taj, okay. It's the process you should be remembering. Well, anyway, we are live on the Power of Love show, so if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. We will be opening up Twitter ASAP. I got to change this copy. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
I got to change this copy to reflect that we should be opening up Twitter from the get-go. So we're going to open up Twitter. And Taj, do you want to give the people who may have a question or a comment on our topic the Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's at, mm-hmm. and then the letters DDJ, and then the word foundation.
So one more time, Taj.
At DDJ Foundation.
Okay, and again, there's always a phone number you can call in, but if you rather tweet because you are shy, embarrassed, scared, you don't have the quiet, I guess, right? That's another thing. It's loud where you're at. What's another reason why you would tweet in?
Tweet in?
Just 'cause instead of calling.
Sick.
Okay, your voice is gone from being sick. It's like Family Feud.
Yeah, service.
DDJF edition. So if any of those, he's still thinking, by the way. I see his mute. Eyes. What's the next one?
Mute.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If you can't talk.
If Family Feud's global, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows about Family Feud. So. Okay. Well, anyway, we are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you are going through, saying that if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not rely on us. That was our disclaimer, our weekly disclaimer regarding this show. Taj?
Yes.
Was there anything else? I felt like there was something else I was going to say before we got into our weeks, but nothing, right?
I don't think so.
Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. What's the big story in the news? I guess day four of the impeachment.
I think so, yeah.
That's the big
story. Have you
been
watching that?
Not at all.
Me neither.
Not at all. I told you, Taj, the media lost me.
Yeah.
News lost me this year.
Lost your trust.
Lost my trust.
Yeah.
This year, it lost me. It turned me off.
Media lost me in weapons of mass destruction. Back then, I knew that was a lie.
You know what, Taj? It just really lost my trust this year, and it's been. I don't think they're getting me back.
They never had me.
But they didn't have me. But they at least had my attention. Like it was one of those things where I could watch a segment and sit down, and if I had nothing to do or if I just wanted to watch news, I'd watch it. Nowadays, no. I don't trust the thing.
Yeah.
I don't trust the thing. I see through it. I feel like, I shouldn't say like that. I'm sure there's some channels out there that are trying, maybe. Mm-hmm. At least maybe some sites and things that are trying to be the right way. But the bulk, the mass media, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I can't trust it. So anyway, I guess we'll go right into it. How was your week?
My week.
This is a question we ask every show. Don't act like you're surprised. How was your week?
I don't even remember, TJ.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to matter, but go ahead. You go first.
I went to Seattle.
Yeah.
And I think you may remember, but as a kid, I always was infatuated with Seattle.
Did it rain?
It rained. Okay. I loved every second of it. We walked around. Me and Fran went, and it was just a beautiful getaway with some longtime family friends who are just make me laugh all the time. And sometimes I need that. So
isn't it a tradition for you to do that?
It is. We used to go to Napa in San Francisco, 'cause Lexi played basketball up there in college. But now that Lexi's no longer playing basketball, we've been trying to find random spots to try every year. Mm. So this year it was Seattle, and we had a good time. Mm. What I learned is how close that Seattle is to LA. I knew it was close, but it's really close.
Yeah.
It's something that we at Los Angeles, or I guess Southern Californians, don't take advantage of enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why fly up into the rain when you can have it here?
I guess, Taj, but it's just so, it's a beautiful city, man. And it's got a different,
it is very beautiful.
It's got a different vibe than San Francisco, because I like San Francisco 100%. Too.
100%. I actually like Seattle.
When did you go to Seattle?
I went to Seattle for ZombieCon.
Did you really?
Yeah. It
was when?
I want to say it was 2009 or 2010.
So not that long ago.
No.
All right. How many days were you there?
Probably, I think, a good 4 or 5 days.
So you got to experience. You stay in your room?
No, no. Actually, because it didn't rain as much as mm-hmm. on that time, which was interesting.
Yeah, I like Seattle a lot. Yeah. They're building a brand new convention center, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. It's going to be real nice.
Yeah.
So I had that. And then that's pretty much been it. Got back early in the week and been doing the family thing and the working thing.
You released another single.
I released another single. That's another thing. Thanks, Taj.
Do I have to be your publicist too? Jeez.
5 days ago, you're right. November 15th, I released my second single as a solo artist. I Don't Deserve This. And actually, we just released the lyric video today.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. And prior to going on the air with you all, I did ask my oldest brother some questions regarding video and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I'm saying that.
I don't either. But
Taj, what happened in your week?
Self-Ford versus Ferrari.
Which?
Loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've loved Joker.
Mm-hmm.
You love Irishman?
Yeah, the Irishman.
And you love Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah.
Which has been your favorite?
They're all different, but definitely Irishman. Ah, it's more of an epic. Joker's performance was incredible.
We talked about this.
Yeah,
last.
It's hard. It's you can't put.
But Ford versus Ferrari is up there.
It's great performances. Matt Damon and Christian Bale did incredible jobs. Yeah.
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 Christian Bale's like to me becoming a legitimate actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's
like I know he's always been respected, but he's getting at that top echelon to me because Vice.
Mm-hmm.
He did Batman too, right? Didn't he play Batman? But what's been another one? And you know what I like about him? He takes his role serious.
Oh, he's definitely. He's like known to lose.
Gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. But I like him.
Yeah. Then I went to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, cool.
On the Saturday. Jacob.
Nice. Well, mazel tov to Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. And the interesting thing about it is that Davina, who is Jacob's mother,
mm-hmm.
she lost her husband Ed, and so that was the one that I would do a walk for for ALS for. So this was Jacob.
Is that how he lost his father from ALS?
ALS. Yeah. And so when I would do those walks,
I'm sorry to keep cutting you off. Is that the Lou Gehrig disease?
I think so.
I thought that it's not an age related.
I don't know. I know who Lou Gehrig is, but I don't know if that's.
I'm gonna look that up.
Okay. But, so that was, it was very important for me to go and support Davina and Jacob. And it was very good to see. I know they'll never replace their dad and whatever, but it was good to see them happy, in a certain way. Because it's been years, but it's still there.
How long has it been, Todd?
I don't know, TJ. I'm trying to think of when, because, I mean, it's been like two, it's been about. Bat mitzvah and a bar mitzvah later, and so she's had different, like one of the young, and then there's, so it's like, I don't know. It's been a while though.
Mm.
But I would say that was on the Saturday, which was, great. And then now I'm just, Taylor's birthday's tomorrow, so preparing for that.
1 year old.
The big 1-0, yeah.
That's great, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's what we're preparing for now. Is kind of happy that's birthday. That should have started what my week was been like, because that literally has. And my wife's doing all the work and her mother, but
I love it, Taj, because it's just cool. Taylor's got a cool little vibe.
Yeah,
she's
definitely.
You could see her strength. You know, she's a strong. I could see her strength, and you know what else I could see in Taylor's. She's got a little bite to her.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I wanted her, honestly, when Tyana and I had her, or whatever, however you want to say, I wanted her to be someone that, and I know everyone wants their kid to be someone that can change the world, you know, in a positive way.
Yeah.
And that was our deal, you know, in that. And so she's going to need that bite. She's going to need that determination. And I mean, she already thinks she has the whole world figured out, but she's going to need that, you know. My job is just to rein her in and not let things get to her head. Because it's always the outside influence.
There's always times where I could down talk you. There's plenty of opportunity. But I think you're perfectly skilled for that role.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're going to be very good at reining her in when needed.
100%. I'll tell you right now, Mom's most effective words were, you did not want to hear the words, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you, you could deal with. You know, as a kid, you know, because parents could get mad. Yeah. Disappointment, that lasts That's forever. That lasts for a long time. It's a letdown. And I never wanted to let down my parents. And so especially when parents say, oh, I'm proud of you. And they keep reminding you how proud they are. That disappointment, when that comes in, that's like they might as well, like, you know, it's the end. So I think that's one of my tricks that I'm going to use on her.
Just use it sparingly. And
well, hopefully I will.
Hopefully you won't have to. Yeah. But also just make sure I'm disappointed, but I love you.
That's good.
I'm disappointed, but nothing could ever change my love. That's important. Because kids, and I was going to say girls, but kids, sometimes their minds run, man. And you got to sometimes rein it in. And if they're not around the right influences, well, they egg it on. And
I was going to say, you're right with the influence. But that's going to be the kicker, is just who she's around.
I'm telling you.
That's everything. And I think the smart thing that Mom and Dad did was they kept our friends around them, around the household.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's true. So you could monitor and see exactly.
See everything. Yeah. Knew who all our friends were.
All right. Well, that's enough of us. Well, enough of you. Yapping and enough of me trying to bring intellectual conversation to the table. We're going to go straight into our topic. There's nothing else we hadn't needed to talk about, right, Taj? No. We're ready to go into the topic.
Let's do it.
Okay. So today we are going to talk about the importance of maintaining a positive attitude, maintaining a strong lifestyle. And I don't want to say lifestyle, but I guess maintaining some good energy when life brings you down. Because life is going to bring us down, but the question is, how do you maintain the strong and positive attitude? So that's what we're going to talk about now. A positive attitude is key to a successful life. So what happens when things go wrong? We have a tendency to let our attitudes take a dive along with our state of affairs. But life is going to steal setbacks, both minor and major, on a regular basis. And if we are going to be successful, we need to know how to keep our attitudes intact. So we're going to go over some ideas, some tools to help you do that. Taj.
Real quick.
Yes.
Alicia on Twitter did confirmed Lou Gehrig disease is also called ALS. I'm not even going to say what ALS stands for because it's three.
Come on, Taj, go for it.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Okay. It's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Sclerosis.
That I've heard that word.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
The chances of me not butchering that was zero.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to go for it.
No.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Yeah.
That is a kind of a hard thing to say.
That's why they say ALS.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Okay. So.
Who are we thanking?
Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia. All right. So back to maintaining a positive attitude when life throws you setbacks.
Yes.
Because it's going to happen, some major, some minor, on a regular basis. I'm going to repeat that again because a lot of people, I think, are forgetting that, are losing hold of that. Life is going to let you down. You're going to have a setback. Sometimes minor setbacks, sometimes major setbacks. The quest, the ambition you need to have is to stay strong with your attitude. Keep a positive mentality. Because if the positive mentality disappears, that's when life gets difficult, even more so. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. So here are six tools to help you maintain your positive energy, your positive attitude, regardless of what life throws at you. Number one, take some time away.
Okay.
I guess I'll just read this. You know what happens. You're going about your day and everything seems to be going well. When out of nowhere, disaster strikes, all of your best laid plans begin to tumble. Sometimes circumstances surprise us and we react. And unfortunately, this often compounds the problem because by reacting, we tend to operate out of our weaknesses instead of our strengths. We make decisions that are not well thought out. We function with a bad attitude that says, I can't believe this is happening. Very true. As I just, in my mind, think about my single called I Don't Deserve This. But let's keep that. But that is very true. I can't believe this is happening. The next time life turns against you, take some time to just step back from the problem and think. This will enable you to rationally deal with the issues at hand instead of emotionally reacting. It will allow you to put your state of mind back in its proper place. It will give you the opportunity to choose your attitude as you face the circumstances at hand. Remember that you don't have to do something right now. Go grab a cup of coffee and relax. You are in control, not the circumstance.
It's a good first one.
You're not crazy about it.
No, I'm very crazy. Okay. Actually, I feel like I wrote that.
Okay, good.
I do that every dilemma that I face. I've always taken a deep breath, stepped back, not gone off the first instinct, mm-hmm. because that's usually emotional in a good or bad way. And so I do that 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Didn't do that when I was a kid or younger.
When do you think you developed that?
Honestly, TJ, I hate to say that mom's death was like a threshold for me that my whole attitude changed. Because I used to be thinking about it when we were when you were talking about the topic, and I was like, I appear very happy-go-lucky, positive, but I don't think I was like that as a teenager. I was very gloomy in a way. Like, I was very poor me.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, happened to me. It was like, you know.
Of course it happened to me.
Yeah. I was more negative thinking in that way. And I think that it just shifted. It was almost like I felt the universe owed me something.
After mom's passing?
Yeah, like you took away, now you owe me happiness in a way. And I changed my whole lifestyle.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because this is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah, well, I'm a good guess. Go ahead.
That's very strange to me.
Why?
Not strange as in the bad strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just very different. So, because if you are a poor me, I'm not saying you're poor me, but if you have a tendency to think, why me?
To expect the worst.
And then perhaps the worst thing that can happen to you happens, you would think that would reconfirm your current attitude of course it's going to happen to me, or of course. But you're saying you think, I'm not going to say you know, but you think that mom's passing kind of started changing your mentality.
It did. 100%, because my life changed at that way. And I'm not saying for the better. I'm just saying it changed because
I'm confused on how that event changed your thinking from negative to a more positive and freestyle kind of life.
You know what it is? I never felt mom left me. You know, physically she wasn't there, but I never felt like there was an emptiness. Like, I don't feel mom anymore. I always felt like she was still with me. And so maybe that's the difference of it. If I felt like, you know, like an absence completely, I think then I'd be a mess.
Yeah.
But I never felt like that. I always felt like mom was guiding me.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that's my Star Wars, you know, lore with Obi-Wan and Luke, you know.
Yeah.
How he was watching over him. But it's like that's how I felt. And I sensed it. So good. It was not a, you know, it was just weird. I know what you're saying, though. Like, you would think, oh, it's like,
you would think it would confirm it and doom you for life.
Yeah, like, oh, now everything bad's going to happen. But, you know, no, I didn't think that.
And, you know, it's interesting that I don't think I was the negative. I was probably the opposite. I was thinking, wasn't more a doom kind of guy. I was like, everything's great and it's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
And then when mom's passing happened, it shook my world, but not to the point where a poor me thing.
Yeah.
I started to question things like what happened, why, all those regular, I think, questions. But I don't think it changed my personality too much.
Yeah.
for me.
Okay.
I there was obviously a period of time where I was spacey and lost, but I think I reverted back to who I was in some time.
In some time. Okay.
In some time.
Good. Wait, yeah. I think also, yeah, for this one first topic or first answer, I think it is very important to step back.
Yeah.
Just in general, because your first reaction, I can't tell you how many times just on Twitter I've written something and I let it like for 10, 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay. And I erase it because it's like, that's not what I want to say.
Mm.
And I've done that plenty of times. Or I'll be like, yep, that's exactly what I want. You know, but then you feel confident, but you're not, you know.
It's true. So just remember, people, to take some time away, take a step back. When you're dealing with an issue, don't overreact. And that's one of the things that, you know, I learned as a parent, but really I've learned. Mm-hmm. You can't punish when you're angry.
Yeah.
Because let's say your child does something wrong, you're grounded for 6 months.
Yeah. And then,
because you're angry. Yeah. You're at the top. And then you realize after a day or so that maybe that was too much.
Yeah.
And now you feel like that was definitely too much. So now I should go down to a month. But now you just lost credibility with your child. Yeah. And it's like, so it's always good to take time away when you're dealing with things. All right, number two, keep your eye on the goal. One of the biggest problems with trouble is that it gets your focus off where it should be. When race car drivers get into trouble, they keep their eyes straight ahead and do not move them away. There's too much chance of wrecking otherwise. Instead, their eyes are on the goal, and this keeps them out of trouble. So if you find yourself getting down about circumstances, sit down and write out what your goal is and give some thought to how you can achieve it. Make sure you are keeping the important things important. What's your opinion on this, Taj?
I like that one as well. I definitely think that your goals, setbacks happen. Like, they're supposed to happen in that way. And especially for, if you look at anyone, and I'm going to use the word successful very lightly, but someone that is doing something that you wanted to do or in a field is succeeding in a field that you want to succeed in, they've all had setbacks. Not one person's been like, oh, you know, hit the lottery and that was it. It's like, but what separates them from other people usually is they don't quit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the thing. So I agree with this. Like, setbacks are going to happen. And I don't look at them as setbacks. I've said this another, I don't look at them as setbacks. I look at them as lessons.
Yeah.
You know, and to strengthen you, almost like a workout or something like that.
For my readers out there, Ryan Holiday, one of my favorite authors, The Obstacle is the Way, talks about the importance of embracing those setbacks and staying focused on your goal and how that will actually make the goal not only more worthwhile, but you'll be a better, stronger, more content person by seeking out those obstacles. So remember that too. But I do want to read this one segment from this point.
Okay.
And I'm going to want your little... synopsis summary of what it is. A man was asking how he was doing, and he responded, "Pretty well under the circumstances." The other man asked, "What are you doing under the circumstances?" "Good question. We shouldn't be under the circumstances. We should be focused on the goal and moving forward."
Okay.
What did that mean?
Under the circumstances is more of a negative phrase in terms of, like, it's like saying, you know, because this happened, as opposed to not even, I don't want to say acknowledging it, but just they say focused on the goal. So it's like, yeah.
So I guess the whole point of this was when the other man asked, "What are you doing under the circumstances?" He's pretty much saying, get away from under the circumstances.
I think he's saying there are no circumstances. It's just a hiccup. You know,
okay.
I'm past it already.
Okay, yeah, I felt that could be explained a bit. So, okay, that makes sense.
I mean, that's my rough. That's what I would take from it.
Okay,
if I read that,
Taj, we are going over the six ways to keep your attitude up when life tries to bring you down. Number one was,
I forgot what number one.
Take some time away. Oh. What a co-host.
Everyone was going to check your memory.
I couldn't ask for a better co-host. Number one was take some time.
I'm over here on Twitter too, okay?
Number two, Todd.
Every time I'm looking down on Twitter, you ask me questions. Never do it when I'm looking at you.
What is number two?
Number two was about the...
Nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. Keep your eye on the goal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take some time away. We're going to keep our eye on
the goal. See how I was in the school, right?
By the way, I had a conversation about school, but that's another show, another topic.
Okay.
Number three. You ready?
Yeah.
Focus on solutions, not problems. Okay. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, the old saying goes. Negative circumstances don't sit idly by. They scream for our attention. When we face difficult circumstances, we tend to dwell on them. We talk about them, fret about them, and give them way too much attention. I'm guilty of this, and I'm working on this. But for the most part, I've been guilty of this a lot of my life. Mm-hmm. And you have been pretty good at this.
I said that problems flow through me. They do, literally. It's not because I feel like if you hold on to something, it's there inside of you. So I look at problems as poison. So it's like, why would you want to keep that in you? Mm. So the faster that it can leave, the faster that, you know, it's the less damage it could do. In that way.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's certain circumstances that it's going to stay with you a little longer, but if you can't control, and I've said this before, if you physically can't control it, it's not in your, it's in someone else's hands or it's in many people's hands, then it's like you can't let it poison you in a way. You can think of a remedy for it, but don't let it affect you.
Yeah. That's what's that. And I may have jumped to this because I do try to think of solutions, but what I'm guilty is I dwell. You know, I've gotten so much better.
You and Terrell dwell. You're dwellers.
Which is like, and it's, I think that's one of the hiccups of trying to be a perfectionist, which I've been letting go.
Yep.
And it feels amazing to let it go, honestly. And the interesting thing is I still try to reach my absolute best, which I think is okay to do. It's when you start trying to reach for perfection is when you can get in trouble.
When I was,
and you've been good at this, Taj.
No, but it's because of I learned the lesson. And in baseball, I dwelled every time I got out. I was like, I would think about it all game. You know, I could get three hits and one out, and I would be thinking about the out. And it just my attitude had to change. And I do things drastically. Like when it's like a switch for me. It's not like gradual gray. Oh, I'm changing little by little. I'll turn something on or off, and that's it. Like I'll make that.
Yeah.
I'll make that change. I'll change, and then that's it.
Well, I think that's a good one. So instead of spending your time thinking about how bad things are, think about how good they will be. Don't have family or staff meetings about the problems and how big they are. Have meetings on the solutions and how you will implement them. Don't let yourself or other team members complain. Encourage them to solve with an emphasis on the positive results that will come from doing so. Then take some time to put these solutions down on paper so you can monitor your progress.
Yep.
I thought this was actually going more to the dwelling side. So it's because I'm not the kind of person that's going
to. It is kind of because they're telling you to put all your focus on positivity. And if you had it on the other side, then you're dwelling, really. But, I mean,
I don't know, because when I go through those moments, I instantly think of what I've learned and how I'm going to make sure not to do that again. So to me, that's problems. I mean, that's solutions-based.
Yeah, but it bothers you. See,
it does bother me.
That's what I'm saying. That's the difference between dwelling and, like, for me, I'll think about that. Like, if I mess up on stage, it's already knew I messed up. Like, I'll fix it the next time, but I don't have to re-experience and go, crap, I messed up. And
so now, literally, how long will that list last with you?
It used to, well, with the baseball, it lasted me till, you know, to the next game. Now it lasts me within the next song, basically.
Okay, so here's a perfect example.
Yeah.
On my flight back from Seattle. Mm-hmm. I swore the flight was at one time. Okay? Granted, I have a lot on emails. But I swore it was, let's say, 4 p.m.
Okay.
When we got there, you know me. I'm going to get there right before I need to get there. Yeah. I couldn't check my bag in.
Yeah.
Because the flight, using our 4 o'clock assumption, was actually at 3:30.
Ooh.
And me being there at 3, an hour before the flight, was too late for my bag. So I had to get on another flight that was 3 hours later. Mm-hmm. That thing sat with me.
Oh, the entire time. Knowing you 100%. That doesn't surprise me.
And what sat with me was, how could I make that mistake?
And I know what the face you were probably doing too. Like,
I'm thinking, where did I see 4?
That's a waste of energy. How do you do that? That's.
I'm working on it. It used to be worse, Taj, because it would be the point where it messed with me for a day or two. Now it's just like, by the time I got home that night and showered, I was good.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm safe home. Let's be honest. And then what I do is that often I'll say everything happens for a reason. That helps me a lot.
That's 99% of my MO.
That helps me a lot. And I have to think it does. So it is what it is. But that's something I still can get better at.
That's interesting, yeah.
And it only happens when I feel like I should have done
that.
Yeah,
you made
the mistake. Other people. Yeah, yeah. They don't bother me as much. I could get annoyed. I can get frustrated, but it doesn't linger. Lingering only happens when I let myself down.
Yeah, when you're at fault.
When I'm at fault. Yeah. And it has to be a silly fault.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What? Anyway, we're rambling. Okay. So focus on solutions, not problems. That was number 3. Number 4. Get some positive input. The mind tends to build on itself, so when we begin to go in one direction, such as worrying, it can be a slippery slope. One thing we must do is get our thoughts back on track with positive ideas. When circumstances have you against the emotional wall, meet with a friend who can encourage you. Pick up a good book and read. Whatever external influence you can get to put your attitude back on the positive side of the tracks, do it. It must be one of your first goals to start plugging good things into your mind to power your attitude. Any feedback?
Yes.
Just talk to me.
As you were reading,
yeah,
I was looking at Toria's post.
Yes.
Or her tweet to us. And literally, it's exactly kind of what you were saying. She was saying, feeding positivity into your brain by listening to music with uplifting lyrics and beats, reading positive contents on book or even on social media can influence your mindset.
Absolutely.
So
this is crucial, people. I feel like this is one of the most important things, not only for, you know, 6 ways to keep your attitude up when life brings you down, but I think this is a habit that will benefit you tremendously in all areas if you can implement it. There's a lot of junk out there in the world, do your absolute best to make sure you're feeding your mind, body, and soul with positive stuff and things that will help you become a better person.
Yeah, 100%, yes. I also, to combat negativity,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I will listen to something that's not, it doesn't have to be positive, but it will bring me back to a positive time.
Mm.
You know, or watch something that will bring me back to a positive time in my life.
And like Karate Kid?
Well, that has the You're the Best song. That song is one that I feel like I can conquer the world. If you hear that song, it's like you feel like you can go out and conquer the world.
Who sings that song?
You're the best. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Allie Willis wrote it, though.
How do you know who wrote it but not who sang it?
Because she also wrote September.
By Earth, Wind & Fire?
Yes. Oh, and I met her, and she's a lovely lady. So that's
how. Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Allie Woods?
Allie Willis. Yeah.
Doing her thing.
Oh, yeah. She's written some big hits, so yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I would say that helps too. Like, I always, I haven't done it recently, which is, I keep saying I want to, but Three Stooges always does that for me.
Yeah.
Like, that is like my negativity breaker.
Yeah. We're going to take a phone call, Taj.
All right.
Who do we have joining us on the Power of Love?
It's Carol. How are you guys doing?
We are great, Carol. How are you?
I am great, too, and everything. And a few months ago when I fractured my shoulder, I think that was, it was the purpose. It was for me to slow down and rest. And I got a lot of rest and everything. I was in lots of pain and everything. And, you know, so that part was really good, you know. And then when I first came back to work, I was exercising and I hurt my knee. So I'm kind of my knee and my shoulder I'm actually walking much better now, so I'm really happy about that.
Wow.
Love that. Love that. For my initial response is, I'm sorry you dealt with those injuries, but I love your attitude and your perspective
and
on
I'm thankful. I didn't have to have any surgeries on my knee or my shoulder. I'm so thankful and everything. And but my attitude, you know, in the beginning was it felt kind of good to rest and then I got bored and restless and everything. And then I got depressed then for a while and I got over the depression a few weeks ago, so that was really helpful and everything. And I think about your mom and everything, that was very young and that it must be really earth shattering and everything. And I thought if I was 16 or, you know, if I lost my mom, it would have devastated me really bad. And I wouldn't be able to function. I would have felt like part of me died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt.
That's how I felt too, even so.
You know, and like we've said many times, is that I think we were lucky with who we had around us, friends, family.
Yes.
And the love, you know, helped us land. And, you know, and that's the whole reason why DDJF was started, to help, try to help people in our own way, as many people as possible, wherever you're at in this world, try to make sure you have, you know, you have some support.
Yeah, 100% support.
I'm really glad they had a supportive family because that got me through it.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. I'm not saying you overcame it. You know, it's always going to hurt. It's the way it happened. You know, she got snatched away, and it wasn't like she was sick like my mom and all that, you know? And I was much older when I lost my mom. I was 56.
Oh.
You know, but I was kind of prepared in a way, but you kind of not way and all that. Yeah. And you think it's not going to be a shock to your system when you're expecting your loved one to die, but it's a shock to your system anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
And I'm sorry you had to be so young when it all happened to you guys and everything. Oh. And I'm really glad you guys came out really good and everything, because you're helping other people. You're helping me. And when I'm happy or I'm sad, I listen to your music. It makes me real happy.
Well thank
Carol,
you.
Thank you so much. Really, thank you. And you know, we appreciate that, the condolences. And, you know, it's one of those things where we have to think of the best we can do. And one of them, like we said, was to do this foundation in her memory, in her honor. And try to bring light to as many people as possible, as she would want us to do. So,
I'm sure she's really looking down and she's smiling at you and everything, and she's really grateful and everything and all that. And then I want to give back to other people. I want to be there for other people because I think that's just really important. It makes me even happier.
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you so much, Carol, for your phone call. And again, thank you for always being such a support to DDJF.
Yeah, thank you.
You are so welcome, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carol, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she made a good point, you know, by her helping other people. Like, that is such a great remedy when you do that, when you help
It's other empowering.
People. It's empowering, and you feel good. You know, that's like an instant shot of positivity. Like, wow, I did that.
We're going to take one more phone call, Taj.
Okay.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Who is joining us on The Power of Love?
Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
DJ and Taj.
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Tiffany from New Jersey.
How are you,
How
Tiffany?
Are you, Tiffany?
From New Jersey.
Good. Good.
What you got for us?
Okay. So, on the topic of how to keep yourself positive despite of, like, negative things that's going on with you. I've experienced my share of, like, you know, things that that haven't been so positive in my life. But for instance, I've been diagnosed with depression since maybe 16, and I have, like, you know, lost a job, but thank God I have people like you, TJ and Taj. The music, it has kept me going and made me not want to, like, you know, give up hope.
Wow.
And it helps, and also helps also helps that I have a creative outlet as well, too.
Yeah.
I do a lot of crocheting, so I guess that's my purpose in a way. And plus, I'm around kids. I've loved like being around kids because I work as a one-on-one aide for like kids who have disabilities. So that kind of being around kids, that kind of like uplifts me. So that's another of factors that has been keeping me going and positive.
Yeah,
but I must say, TJ, every time that I hear your music or I see your lives and inspirational newsletters and words, it makes me want to like, you know, go on and
that's cool.
Like all of you guys. I hope this doesn't sound like weird because I have a weird connection with you guys in a way.
You are cool. No, it's all good, Tiffany. And you know, I think sometimes people may think it's weird, but we all have the same kind of people that we get that source of inspiration from too. Yeah. So it's not weird at all. And it's flattering for us to hear you say that we help you. And it's inspiring for us to hear that we help you and we're making a difference. But there's one thing I do want to say is first, thank you for the support. B, you are not alone. If you're ever feeling down, know that. And then C is, I love how you mention how you, you know, help out with kids and help out however you can and how that makes a difference for you. Because I think we need as a society to hear that more and more, to know that there is a value in giving back and helping others that's beyond just what they receive. There's actually a value for what we receive as the givers. And the more that is told and said, I think the more people will give. So thank you for all those points you made, Tiffany. Really, thank you.
Yeah.
So much. I thank you guys. You guys are really a blessing. I really mean that. And CJ, I'm so blessed to like, you know, be with you on this musical journey.
Oh, cool. I'm happy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're on it. Say, fasten the seatbelt. It's going to get fun. We still got some more stuff coming. So I'm happy you're enjoying it. And again, thank you for not only supporting myself, but you know, my brothers and I and our foundation.
Yes, very much. Yes, I will always, you will always have my support because you are very humble and sweet. And it's like, I feel your spirit, you're genuineness. I feel that you care.
I do.
So I feel that.
Because I don't know how much longer I will be in this world, but one thing I do want to make sure is that when I leave that there's a positive influence or impact that was made. So, but Tiffany, we're going to let you go so we can get through these last two points. But again, thank you for all that love.
Thank
you
for calling, too.
Yes, I love you guys.
We love you, too, Tiffany. Take care of yourself.
Too.
All right, bye-bye. So we got two great calls, Taj.
Yeah.
All right, Taj, let's go through point 5, 6, and then we're going to recap. We had some more calls, but we have to get through this. We don't have much time.
No, we don't.
Point number 5. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tell yourself the good. I think, okay, I'll read what it says. One of the greatest internal powers we have is the power to control our thoughts. Spend time dwelling on the good things about your life or career instead of the problems. Think about positive things, things that you enjoy and that give you a sense of happiness and peace. There's an old childhood song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. That's fantastic advice. Let your positive attitude develop from within as well as from without. This makes all the difference. Thoughts?
100%. It's weird. That we're reading this list because a lot of the stuff I'm doing, luckily, I don't subconsciously. But that's one of the things. I'm always glasses half full person. And I will, if something happens, I will always look at the positives before.
Does it take something to happen for you to look at the positives? So you're always kind of.
I'm always thankful for everything.
Yeah.
I won't physically, like, you know how you're supposed to say it out loud and whatever. I just, it's in my head. Like, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at this myself. I'm not as good as you probably, but I'm not bad at this. I can get better, that's for sure. I tend to think about ways it can get better and what needs help and what needs work. but I also will think about how fortunate I am, mm-hmm. you know, and all the good things that are happening to me and all the blessings I have. Yeah. So, and that's important. That's, yeah. that helps keep you positive.
100%.
Number six, Taj, the last one, mm-hmm. but I think we need to add one. But the last one on this list is remember that circumstances are not forever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it seems like we are going to be up to our eyeballs in the situation forever, when in reality, this too shall pass. There will be a time in the future when circumstances will change and you will be on the mountain instead of in the valley. This will give you a sense of hope as you live and work that will change your attitude, make you feel better, and put you on the fast track for growth. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
No, I agree with that. I mean, even something as traumatic as mom's passing,
yeah.
you know, we had to transform that into something of a mission for us.
Yeah.
You know, at first it was doing an album dedicated to her, but then now it's turned into doing a charity dedicated to her
yeah.
that helps others. I mean, so it's purpose in that way. And so it is changing something and making it look like something else.
Yeah,
and changing it into a positive. So, yeah, I agree with that one.
And for remember this, that circumstances are not forever. I think that goes both ways. You know, the great, great, great things, enjoy them, but realize that you're on a mountain. And
appreciate them,
but at the same time, don't get full of yourself and don't think life can't bring you negativity. You got to also maintain both, because there are people who get detached from real life and just detach themselves. That's if they great. Get too inebriated.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot, so I don't use that term a lot. But it basically, do you know what that means?
Well, I don't know if you're saying that or inundated.
No, okay. I'm not saying inundated. Okay. Inebriated, yeah. which means drunk.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you were saying. Yeah,
I think sometimes people get too inebriated with all the positivities or feeling on top of the world that
success. Yeah,
they detach themselves from realness and you know it's not easy coming in here talking about negative things every Wednesday, but it's important to do.
Yeah,
you know, Todd, we're gonna recap.
Yes.
Do you know any off the top of your head?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're gonna recap the six ways to keep your attitude up when life tries to bring you down. Number one was take some time away.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is keep your eye on the goal. Okay, stay positive. Number three is focus on solutions, not problems.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, get some positive input. Number five, tell yourself the good. And number six, remember that circumstances are not forever. We're going to add one more though, Tosh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned it earlier, so it's not going to surprise you. But number seven, on the six ways to keep your attitude up when life tries to bring you down, is to help others, to give back. And like we said a couple minutes ago, when you give to others and when you make other people's lives more positive, it has a great effect on you. And it's hard to be down when you're helping others.
Yeah, when you see other people's happiness.
When you're giving back charity-wise or just trying to make people's life better, it's so hard to be down on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You start feeling more worthy and you start feeling more purpose. So like our caller Tiffany said, and Carol always does with her friends and colleagues, make sure you give back. Make sure you help others, because that will help keep you up.
Love it.
All right.
Yeah.
That is it, Taj. It's time to close the show.
I did have one other thing.
Yeah, this please.
Nothing important, but Allie Willis, yes. also, she did the Friends theme. That was the third one.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she not only did September by Earth, Wind & Fire, You're the Best by We Don't Remember.
Yeah.
And then the Friends Karate theme.
Kid. Yeah, song. And then the Friends theme.
That's pretty, that's a diverse. Pretty big scope.
That's why I respect
it. It's not only diverse in style, but it's diverse in time.
Yeah.
Because September is in the 70s.
Yeah.
And the Friends theme's in the 90s, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead. What's her name again?
Allie Willis. I'll give you a little just knowledge on her.
Allie Willis. All right. Any others, Tarja, you know?
No. I did. So she was lovely. Worked with her. So
I bet there's another that you're missing.
Oh, another song?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
But those were the ones that stuck out for me, because those are some of my favorite songs. Like catchy songs, you know?
Well, there you go. All right. What's the Friends theme?
I'll Be There For You.
I'll Be There For You.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So that actually makes sense with our seven rule that we attached onto the article. There you go. But we are done for the day. We will see you all next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Todd, do you have anything else you want to share with the people?
No. Stay positive, stay happy.
All right. You heard it. Stay positive, stay happy. Until next time, take care of yourself and always spread love. Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.